Yeah, I thought we really competed hard and throughout the game and all the way to the finish, but just didn't make enough plays throughout the game. I thought we were disciplined in terms of not turning the ball over, took care of the football. We didn't create any takeaways defensively. I thought Rhode Island did a great job, just being playing a physical game, a game where they played with discipline as well, and in the end we're able to pull away. So I think just, we got to be aggressive. We got to stay aggressive in everything we're doing. And it's, Saturday was more of an example of why that's important. But hard to be a team if you don't make those plays and, on the road, number 15 team, top of our conference at home, got to come out swinging. And I thought we did, but just, again, just came up short in the end.
First question this morning from Travis Lazarchik. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Jordan, good morning to you as well.
Hey, good morning, Travis.
Oklahoma, it's not unusual for Maine to play an FBS team, but maybe a little unusual of this caliber. What do you tell your team going into it, and what do you remember from your experiences playing in I think four of these games as a player at Maine?
Yeah, I mean, for the message for our team, I mean, we're gonna go compete. That's one of our values as a team, and whenever we have opportunity to play football, we want to be passionate about playing football and go compete at the highest level is a great opportunity for us and a great opportunity for us here at Maine football. So, yeah, that's our mindset is like gotta have a great week of practice, and then gotta do a great job in how we conduct ourselves throughout the week, taking care of our bodies, and then go down there and just let it rip and play football and compete and an opportunity to compete in one of the best conferences in the country.
Next question from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Jordan.
Morning, Larry.
All right, Jordan, just going forward, you got three conference games after Oklahoma. I don't know if you dismiss the chance of being a playoff team now with that loss to Rhode Island, but what's the message in going forward here with the next four games, and what were you hoping to make strides for this year and maybe leading into next year? Thank you.
Yeah, I think obviously we have Oklahoma this week, so really focusing on that, and that's a tall enough task for us here at Maine. So focusing on Oklahoma, I'm very mindful of not to lump the last three games of our season together. I feel like that was a big that's a big mistake in a narrative around the team that like, hey, we'll just whip off these last three games. It's like we will be playing very good football teams each week that we need to show up ready to play. So like, any narrative around, we're gonna play Oklahoma. That's where our focus is right now. And then we play the next game. And then we play the next game because everything takes care of itself after that. I really want to make sure that our players, what they hear, what they focus on is about what's in front of us. We have not shown the capacity to get ahead of ourselves. By any means, we're learning how to win consistently. We're learning how to compete consistently throughout a game and what that demands and what that takes. We really don't have the right to be talking about anything beyond, what's literally in front of me this morning, and then what comes tomorrow. And if we show we can do that, then we can have other conversations. But, our process has got to be tight. Our process has got to be embraced and reinforced and demanded. So, that's really kind of where our focus is right now.
Jordan, we've talked a lot in the last several weeks about how well your defense has been playing, and Saturday against Rhode Island against a pretty powerful offense, you hold them to 321 yards. How did you think they performed overall?
Yeah, I thought defensively, we continue to chip away and, play hard, swarm to the ball. We play, to our identity, which I think has been really great to see. These guys continue to show up. I think they have a great way about them in terms of not really focusing on what happened on the field offensively, good or bad, just normal parts of football. Like, the offense is going to go score. They're going to go three and out. They're going to make long drives. They're going to miss fourth downs, and whatever happens, it's like the defense has shown a really strong focus to just like going out and playing together, and keeping it to that, and I think that's a credit to our coaches of having that mindset and keeping these guys steady throughout the game.
Guys were able to get into the backfield. Xavier with another good game, but Shamel Davis, Jermaine Baker, each with 1.5 tackles for loss, were able to do that. Just talk about their contributions along with Xavier's.
Yeah, Shamel is a guy who's really shown a level of mental and physical toughness all year. You know, really comes out, practices every day, shows up, has really gotten better. I mean, he's a walk-on here who, we were fortunate enough to put him on scholarship this past year. So really excited to see his development and growth here. Other guys up front, I mean, Isaiah Henderson, as you mentioned, just has really continued to show up and play really, really hard. And, those guys, it's great to have those examples within our program of guys who commit themselves to the process and have that level of physical toughness and mental toughness that we'll need right now. We're going into the month of November, and we need a level of resiliency by everyone. And so not there's not a lot of better examples than those two guys.
Offensively, there were a lot of good things to look at. You had the ball for 34 minutes of the game. I think you were 8 of 17 on third down. Other than probably liking or probably preferring to have a few more points, were you fairly pleased with the way your offense was able to attack them?
Yeah, did a great job taking care of the football. Really, just like too many negative plays. We had we gave up 6 sacks. We don't want to be in those positions. I thought the run game was there at moments. Got to be more efficient first, second down. I think like anytime it's I think we've been really efficient and the coaches have done a great job and the players of having a plan on third down and going to execute that plan. But anytime you have 17 third downs, it's probably too many, and so we'd like to cut that number down. But that's going to, come back to just, again, being more efficient, staying positive, on first, second down. So we can get first downs on second down. We can get first downs on first down. And, that's ultimately, I think if you're looking for a place where we got to be better, it's just continuing to do those things that will allow us to, be in more advantageous positions.
You mentioned the running game. We talked to you about him a little bit last week, but Brian Santana Fisk, 15 carries, 89 yards, was able to score a touchdown. What has he brought to give a boost to your rushing game?
Yeah, Brian, he had a couple runs the other day. Just like when he hits the hole, he can really burst and get a burst and get a jump on the third level. So had a big run. It's good to see that, and showed great vision. And Brian's continuing to get better. And there's not a better time to continue to be on the rise than late in the year. And so just he's done a lot. And we've obviously Jahari has been had a limited role, just been banged up a little bit, and Brian's role has increased, and he's took it and run with it.
One more just on Oklahoma. I know you spoke with Travis some, but when your players head into a game like that, how much expected to be, 8,000 people plus? Do your guys really look forward for to show what that they can do and that opportunity?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, it's a huge opportunity for our players, and just excited for them to get that opportunity to play in that environment. And it does create like a buzz and a extra, it's motivation. It's there. It's in front of us. We're gonna. I think the players will be fired up to play and go compete, and it'll be a good day.
All right, Jordan, safe travels to Oklahoma. Good luck on Saturday, and I look forward to talking.